Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
The questions and answers session in the Dáil with Minister Pascal Donoghue is just drawing to a close now. And for listeners struggling to follow the ins and outs of this story, let me tell you a few little tidbits. Last week, Minister Donoghue apologised for failing to declare various campaign donations in 2016, but he insisted then that those donations were at least within the relevant limits. Today, he's admitted more undeclared campaign donations, this time for the 2020 general election. But this time he has accepted that one of those donations was above the relevant limit. Let's go live to Leinster House now, where two TDs have stepped out of the chamber to speak to Drive Time. Fine Gael's Neil Richmond, he's Minister of State with responsibility for employment affairs and retail business. And Matt Carthy is Sinn Féin agriculture spokesperson. You're both very welcome to the programme. Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, did you get the answers you were looking for?
Well, the ironic thing is that we got the answers today to some of the questions that were left unanswered during the minister's intervention last week. Unfortunately, from the minister's perspective, lots more questions have now emerged.
Like what?
And the minister's own credibility has been further shot. So one of the most simple questions, we've been talking about posters for the past fortnight, and I'm sure many people are wondering if we have nothing better to be talking about, but this is important. The minister couldn't answer as to precisely how many posters were erected. And the reason that's important, of course, because SIPO are going to have to determine what the commercial value of both of these election campaign contributions were. And without knowing how many posters were actually erected, it's going to be impossible for them to do so. In respect of the donation rules, the stories just simply don't add up. And then at the heart of the minister's response in respect of 2020 as to why he hadn't informed people about this previously, despite the fact that it had been raised with him in 2017, he wants us to believe that he didn't ask anybody in advance of 2020 as to whether or not the same arrangement would be provided. He now tells us that that service was actually offered by Mr. Stone to a Fine Gael councillor who proceeded to avail of the service without telling actually the candidate or the election agent. That in November 2022, when the minister was asked again about this issue by media, he never made inquiries. The minister made a statement last Sunday week, and apparently this councillor never thought of telling the minister that actually in fact this exercise was repeated in 2022. And even when the minister was asked repeatedly in the Dáil last week, it wasn't this Fine Gael councillor who approached the minister to let him know. It was actually Michael Stone having a mature recollection.
Minister Neil Richmond, basically,
the minister know.
Well, what Matt Carthy is saying, to paraphrase, is the story keeps changing and he doesn't believe Minister Pascal Donoghue.
I don't think it really mattered what Pascal said today. Matt Carthy wouldn't believe him. And if we looked at the minutiae of the questions that Sinn Féin were throwing out, it's just moving on and trying to drag out a story, because ultimately the aim here for Sinn Féin is to try and take some sort of proverbial political head. What we had is the minister going back. Last week he was asked a number of questions in the Dáil that he couldn't answer there and then. He said, instead came back into the Dáil this week, having gone back through it, having had to speak to Michael Stone in the meantime and getting the full data. What he was asked for is full transparency, full accountability. That's what he's provided.
He was asked four times by Piers Doherty last week about 20 donations or assistance from Michael Stone, and Minister Pascal Donoghue didn't answer those questions. But today, that is one of the more serious revelations. He acknowledges that the 2020 donations aren't within the limits allowable.
Indeed, he does acknowledge it, and he's already contacted or notified SIPO, and a refund has gone on the way. Because, again, when it comes to the heart of this matter, Cormac, and a lot of people forget this, is these services were unbeknownst to the minister. Someone offered to put up election posters. He didn't know it was going to be a commercial service. It didn't.
How did he not know, Minister?
Well, when a close friend and a political supporter says, I'll look after some posters for you, you take them at the word that they're going to do it or they're going to organise some friends
but
to do it.
But he didn't tell Minister Pascal Donoghue. This was organised through the constituency office, no?
Yeah, through the constituency. And if it's done to the constituency officers or the local councillor who's been working with Minister Donoghue over a decade, that's perfectly normal. Matt and I have run in multiple campaigns. I know with European elections, a little bit different when it comes to political posters. You rely on the goodwill of friends and supporters to put up your posters.
But hang on a second. There are friends and supporters, and then there are serious businessmen who are lending support as well. Would you accept that that's different?
No, I wouldn't. Because does that mean that someone who's a serious businessman or isn't a business person can't be a friend and supporter of someone who represents their constituency?
You don't see a difference if if a serious business person is lending support to a politician running in an election campaign, you don't see that as different.
But serious business people across the state lend support to individual politicians and parties of all kinds at election time.
Why
that
then,
is their.
Hang
that,
on,
no, Cormac,
why
no,
then,
this
no,
is really
no,
important
why
because you're bringing
are
in
there
an,
different
no, Cormac,
rules
let me
for
please.
Corporate donations, Neil?
The corporate donations, because you can be a business person who has a corporate interest and their corporate interest provides a service and very clear rules on that Fine Gael indeed and government brought in.
Why?
But as an individual.
Well, no,
who's
hang
a business,
on, this gets to the heart of the matter. Why? Why are there different rules for corporate donations?
For a corporation, because we don't want a situation where big businesses can donate mass amounts of monies to parties or individuals. This hasn't happened this case.
So should the minister in this case have been more careful, perhaps, with assistance given by Michael Stone?
I think the minister himself has said in the chamber that that is one thing that he's absolutely learned from this. There, and something that I think all politicians, including myself, have learned, that yes, you need to be more careful when it comes to election, when it comes to organising your campaign.
So if the minister wasn't as careful as he should have been, how are we to know that other corporate assistance given to the minister or to the central Dublin central office isn't accounted for properly?
Well, I think it has been, and I think we've
how
seen
do we
the
know,
reviews
though?
From the. Well, I think the minister has put it quite clearly that he's gone back over the last number of weeks quite clearly with himself and the organisation to go through this. An amendment has been made to the record, something that all parties, including Sinn Féin, have done recently, and also notified SIPO and made the refund as is required.
But
and
you,
I think
do
one
you
thing we learned
that,
from
Matt Carthy, that now once he has gone back and reviewed the case, clarity is brought to the situation.
I don't know how you can say that you've carried out a comprehensive review of the postering operation in your constituency and yet not be able to say how many posters were actually erected through this corporate service that was provided by a corporate entity. And this is goes to the crux again. The rules about political donations from big business, as you say, exist for a reason. It's to ensure that the wealthy and the privileged don't exert undue power or influence over political decision making, and that at the very least the public are aware when somebody who has made a donation is the beneficiary of either a public appointment or a state or public contract. And again, the difficulty from Minister Donoghue's perspective isn't one of Sinn Féin's making, it's one of his own making, because he has consistently failed to actually be upfront in terms of the in terms of what happened
but
in either 2016 or 2020.
He says he tried to clarify, but he was given the wrong information.
I don't believe that in the smallest constituency geographically in the state that it is possible that a large number of posters were erected by a company and that neither the candidate or his DOE or election agent were actually aware of that. I don't think that anybody who's been involved in elections
finds
that
credible. No, being aware
of it,
but paying the people to do it is a different thing. He didn't recall the payments. That's what he was told prior to Wednesday.
His explanation in terms of 2020 is that he didn't know at all. In fact, apparently the person who provided the service was asked twice and had forgot about it and only remembered after Minister O'Donoghue had been challenged a number of times in the Dáil last week, and that the minister's explanation is that this had been conducted through Mr. Stone and a Fine Gael councillor.
Is that correct,
who throughout
Neil,
all of this debacle
is,
never
is
approached
the
minister and
us,
says the issue you face in 2016 actually that also happened in 2020.
Is that correct, Neil, that the minister is telling us he didn't know if Michael Stone was involved at all in 2020?
I believe that's what he did. Well, that's what I heard him say in the statement, of course, so that is correct. And I think what we have seen is what Pascal's done over the last number of days has gone back and got the full information, more importantly, and made that correction with SIPO and made out the refund to be paid to SIPO. That's a really important thing because Matt is absolutely right. We need to know the motivations between donations. We need to know why someone gave Sinn Féin €2 million last 2 years ago. We need to be clear when we're correcting the record, say for an opinion poll, why we're doing that and why things are going late. And this is what we've seen from Minister Donoghue in two very clear Dáil statements. One, when he didn't have the information to hand, he went and got the information and provided it.
And that's what Minister Neil Richmond is pointing out, McCarthy. You don't come here with clean hands either. Leo Varadkar saying in the Dáil today that Sinn Féin for the 2020 election corrected the campaign financing record three times.
Yes, we did, because there was an error and it was an administrative error and it wasn't, it didn't have any material influence whatsoever.
Same
but
here,
as
no?
soon as we were aware, no, absolutely,
why not?
Absolutely not, because the Minister Richmond is just after saying that that all the records in relation to Pascal Donoghue's election campaigns have been corrected. I want to know how he can amend his declaration in respect of the commercial cost of the gift that he received in respect of putting up posters if he doesn't know how many posters were actually put put up? How can you put a cost on something?
How did he arrive at that value, Neil Richmond?
Because there's a number of ways
people are saying it's reverse
value.
Engineering. It falls within the limits. Extraordinarily, the opposition is saying that the value of labour donated was just under the 1,000 limit for an individual allowable, and that the value of the van donated in 2016 was just under the 200 euro limit for a commercial donation. I mean, it's quite convenient, is it not?
Not really, because, you know, Cormac, you or I could go out and rent a van now. We could get a go-car van and would come in way below that amount. If the service was provided, again, a service unbeknownst to the minister, on a paid basis, you work it out based on the hours it took to do the work. That's how the commercial value has been come to. That's how the records have been corrected. And it's the same way I look forward to the clarity from Sinn Féin and so many
hours
issues.
And workers and posters then?
The minister has given the full details and worked out the commercial value and engaged with SIPO on the process as he's required to do and as he has chosen to do.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He was asked about the detail in the Dáil. How many posters were put up by Michael Stone? How many workers for how many hours? How many hours was the van in use? Did he give the detail on that?
Well, the questions that were put to him by Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty was how many posters were put up. He didn't have that information to hand. And
so how did he arrive at the commercial value then?
Because he went to Michael Stone and said, how much did you pay this based on, and what did you base them on? And I presume it was done based on the hourly rate to do this sort of unskilled labour.
That's not how it works, Neil, and you know that in
terms
of...
Well, actually it is, Matt, because you get a commercial value for the service provided. You account for how many posters you put up in your election expenses. That's a separate amount based on the amounts you pay on posters.
No,
you're trying to muddy the water here.
No, you have to...
Matt, you're from a party who still can't identify with Jonathan Dowdall's donation to Mary Lou or was it Sinn Féin.
Every time
over the past couple of weeks.
You love asking questions, but you hate answering your own questions.
I'll
this
answer
has been
any
consistent.
I'll answer any question. But in respect of this, we're talking about the minister with responsibility for SIPO. The minister who in 2020 had responsibility for SIPO, who is clearly not au fait with the rules of SIPO in relation to donations in respect of election expenses, because the rules are very clear. It is not the cost of the service to the person who paid for it. It is the commercial value of the service.
So it's quite
and
clear
I don't know
don't,
how,
it,
you can carry,
clear.
How you can analyse the commercial value without knowing how many posters were actually
erected.
It's quite
clear, McCarthy, you don't believe what you heard today. What will happen next then? A motion of no confidence?
I don't know. I have to say, I think the minister's credibility has been severely damaged. I think his stories have become farcical at this stage. I think there's going to be quite an amount of reflection.
Yeah, but it's put up or shut up time now. So
well,
motion of no confidence or not?
We have throughout all of this held the minister to account. Were it not for Piers Doherty's question last week, I don't believe we would have got the further information. I think that there are still questions to be answered and we will be using the mechanisms available to us to try and get those answers. Not because we want to be talking about this issue. I would much prefer to be talking to you today about my PMB before the Oireachtas tonight in respect of the Caoilte joint venture.
Yep.
But unfortunately, it is very important for the Oireachtas and the Dáil in particular to hold government ministers to account. So we'll continue to do that.
Finally, Neil Richmond, should the Minister, Pascal Donoghue, publish the detail on about how he arrived at the commercial value of the assistance given, finally, so we can move on from this?
Well, I think what the minister said, I think it was to Jed Nash in the debate, is that he'd publish all details that he's required to and that he's able to. But I think really important for the minister now is he does have to engage with SIPO. They are analysing an active complaint and that is the most important realm that he must deal with.
OK, we wait and see to see that detail. Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, Minister Neil Richmond of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed.